The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support. CKUW DJ Queen.
Hi, this is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to The Electric Chair on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Bleachers, waiting for my time, crushes. chose myself and me. Remember how I felt back then? Sometimes I still feel it again. I don't really mind it. Still trying to find it. You still lean on it like a crutch. Now I know I don't know that much. I might be unsteady, but maybe I'm ready. Maybe I'm ready. Time floats like a butterfly, stings like salt water in my eyes. And I used to recognize
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Electric Chair. I'm Nicole. I'm your host here. That, of course, was Winnipeg's own Begonia. Couple there. Marigold and Butterfly. Love her. If you want to see her, she's playing tomorrow at the Forks for the Pride Fest. Is it called the Pride Festival? The Pride Event? Pride celebration. Happy Pride. It's July 1st. It's the start of Pride weekend and Pride month. Excellent. I'm here to kick it off for you, I guess. Sure. You don't need me to kick it off, but hey, it's an excuse, right? Before we get started, before we get too far into things, just to be clear, a few things, you should understand, just so you know, for the OGs that have been listening to the show for a while, you know these things, but maybe you're new here. I don't know, but I just want us to be on the same page. So on this show, I believe a number of things. Love is love. Science is painfully real. We are all treaty people. Black lives matter. Women's rights are human rights, people. Abortion is healthcare. No human is illegal. Kindness is everything. Slava Ukraini, search the landfill. Vladimir Putin is a big, fat, stinky war criminal. He's not the only one, but, you know, there you go. And for those of you who might be keeping track at home, this is episode 474. What? Crazy. And I just want to thank again Jill and Barb, who were here with me the last time I did the show a couple weeks ago, celebrating the 25th anniversary of CKW on FM. And we had some good times playing some old tapes and reminiscing. And FYI, I'm wearing, short socks, shorty socks. So to all the millennials out there, it's a big, middle finger. I'm still cool. Just don't agree with ankle socks. I grew up in the 70s. Been there, done that. It's not flattering. Anyway, all right, enough. Enough about that canceling of things. There's none of that this time. Love is love. Kindness is everything. Do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. If short socks make you happy and you like to send the occasional thumbs up emoji, that's fine. Don't hate on people for that. All right. So, kicking off Pride, I thought I would play this one. It's a favorite of mine here. Well, forever it's been a favorite of mine. Let's be honest. We'll hear from the Communards. Yeah, let's hear from the Communards with There's More to Love Than Boy Meets Girl. It's true.
To the sea from downtown eternity. From the night, from the empty and glittering towers, from the faces you glimpse through the glass, from all of the dead hours. From the night, here's a message to all of you sleeping. Every dream in your head as you lie in your bed is worth keeping. And she said,
I don't care if we never come back for the night. I don't care if we never come back for the night. I don't care if we never come back for the night.
No,
I don't care if we never come back for the night.
From the night, even though we're all scared when it's gone, in the morning you'll wake up and make up yourself and move on. 60 flights, 60 setting suns in my rear view, and the thousands of infinite hours since I last saw you.
Let's be young. Let's pretend that we never will die.
Let's imagine that no one is lost. It's not easy, but we've got to try. And she said,
I don't care if we never come back for the night.
We know.
Hey, it's Nicole and
Eli.
And you should tune in to the Electric Chair on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CKUW
95.9 FM.
In Winnipeg, baby.
Lol.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
And we thank you for allowing us to be here. How great is that little stinger with Eli? I love it. All right. It is currently... it's beautiful outside. It's sweltering hot in the studio, but, you know, that's the way that it is because there's, like, no air movement in here. It's horrible. I hate the summer for that. It's 18 degrees in Winnipeg, according to Environment Canada at the airport. Looking for a high of 23. It's sunny, sunny, sunny. Tomorrow, sadly for Pride Parade, increase in cloud and a 60% chance of showers in the afternoon and risk of a thunderstorm. Hopefully it will hold off for the parade, which is going to be having some closed streets and stuff tomorrow around the ledge and Portage. So check that out. It's on the CBC website and many other websites. Pick a website. I'm sure the Pride Winnipeg website as well will tell you all about it. But I alluded to this earlier, and it's hilarious. Gen Z just will not give up. Apparently, ankle socks are now the sign that you're old, and millennials are done. They're also saying that they're sending them off with skinny jeans and a side part. And let me just say that I am currently sporting a side part. I love skinny jeans, and I wear ankle socks. So, you know, like, why are you hitting on me? Like, what does it matter? Who cares? Who cares? Apparently, millennials care. Gen Z, whatever. Beyond it. You need to grow up and move along. And, you know, like, think that you're so woke or whatever, but that Common Yard song is from the 80s. So we were on the whole, you know, openness and acceptance long before you came along. So be open and accept the fact that we like skinny jeans, side parts, and ankle socks. And it hurts you not that I wear them. Thumbs up emoji. Oh, it's too funny. It's hilarious, in fact. All right. Enough of that. I'm not going to give them any more of my thought or time. Let's continue on celebrating Pride here on the Electric Chair. It's time for a favorite here, Little Cuckoo Kangaroo. Yeah, you can't help but smile when you hear Cuckoo Kangaroo off of Retrospective. This is awesome. Rainbows.
Around the world. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear.
The pleasure part, the afterthought. The missing stone in the graveyard. The time we have, the task ahead. The love it takes to become a man. The dust at dawn is rained upon. Attaches itself to everyone. No one is spared, no one is clean. It travels places you've never been or seen before.
The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your child after your fear and tell them I have brought you here.
The pleasure part, the aftershock, the moment that it takes to fall apart. The time we had, the task at hand. The love it takes to destroy a man. The ecstasy, the being free. That big black cloud over you and me. And after that, the upwards fall. And were we angels after all? I don't know, I don't know.
The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your child after your fear and tell them I have brought you here.
The night starts here,
the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. After your fall, and tell me
angels after all.
I don't start here, I don't start here. Forget your name, forget your fear.
I don't
start here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your child after your fear and tell them I have brought you here.
Couple there off of In Our Bedroom After the War, Take Me to the Riot, and The Night Starts Here. Okay, something weird just happened, and I just need a bit of a reality check. We kind of talked about this when Jill and Barb were here 2 weeks ago. We talked about how rude people are on their cell phones, because there was one of the old timey cassette tapes that I played alluded to that when Alec and I went to a movie and somebody was talking on their cell phone in like 95, so still an issue. So I just played two songs in a row because I had to go to the ladies, too much tea this morning. And so I went into the women's bathroom, and I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. There was somebody in a stall talking on their cell phone, and it was on speakerphone. Is that where we are now? My ankle socks are an issue, but you can talk in a public bathroom on a cell phone on speaker, and that's not at all weird. I mean, I hope she finds her black hoodie that's supposed to be sitting with her other clothes, and that she's asking her friend to smell it before he brings it to her, you know, because she wouldn't want to wear a stinky hoodie. Did I need to know that conversation? No, I didn't. And also, did they need to know what was happening in the bathroom and the other patrons of the bathroom? Is it weird? And then the question that I asked myself is, was it a video chat? Oh, so wrong. So wrong. Okay. It is 11:48 here on the electric chair. I'm Nicole. I'm still your host here. Still, happy Pride. I played this... Why is there no CD in here? How is that possible? Did I leave a CD in here last week? Oh no. Okay. Well, that changes things a little bit. Okay. I was gonna play. I just opened my Echo and the Bunnymen CD and it's empty, which gives me pause that, like, what did I do with that CD? Because I played it last week or last time I was here. And so maybe that CD is now gone into the ether of CKW, which is sad. But that's for another Nicole to deal with. But I wanted to play them because they are on tour right now, which is so exciting. And they will be in Vancouver, for those of you in Vancouver, on the 4th, which I think is Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Let me just get my calendar. Yeah, Tuesday. Pretty good, right? It's 4 days from now. So, you know, if you're in Vancouver and you're going to see Echo and the Bunnymen, good for you. I'm very happy for you. Let's listen to Echo and the Bunnymen, shall we? A little bit here on the electric chair once I find not the CD that I was going to play. Oh, I'm so sad that my ballyhoo is missing. Somebody has it. I'm going to have to. Oh, it's going to be tough. All right. Let's hear from Echo and the Bunnymen with Seven Seas. On it. Right about now. Here we go. There we go.
Stab a sorry heart with your favorite finger. Paint the whole world blue and stop your tears from stinging. Hear the cavemen singing, good news they're bringing. Sense in stealing without the grace to be it.
Okay, super funny story. Just before that, I was saying how I opened my CD and it was empty, and I was lamenting the fact that maybe I left it behind last time. And I just drafted this sad email to the station saying, oh, did anybody find my Ballyhoo CD? And then I looked over at the CD player and like one of them is closed and it's obviously got a CD in it. It had my Echo and the Bunnymen CD in it. I had put it in there before I went to the bathroom. Oh, I'm such an old lady. Oh my goodness. How funny is that? It was a good email that I drafted too. Do you want to hear it? Sadly, I was doing my show today and opened the Echo and the Bunnymen CD Ballyhoo and it was empty. The horror! I know I played it on the show last time. I fear I left it in the CD player. Any chance it showed up looking for its owner? Me. Delete. Delete. So funny. Oh, I'm so relieved. Now I'm ill-prepared for anything else on the show because I've just had the angst of that whole thing. I hope your day is going really well. I'm a bit scattered today. This will turn it around, though. This one. And this CD is in there. Putting it in. It's in there. That's too funny. Let's see. What am I going to do? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's got to be this one. This one. This is going out to my girls out there. You know who you are. Yeah. This one's for you. There we go. That's the one. There we go. This is going to be so fun. You're going to enjoy it. I'm logging it. Oh, I'm having a day. But here we go.